all the way from Wales.
Yeah. That is You'll Never Go to Heaven. It Bites.
From 1987.
The Big Lad in the Windmill.
I got them originally on a CD compilation, a Virgin compilation. And yeah, it was either 86, 87 or something like that. And then, it was a good compilation. It had some Genesis on there and I think some Gary Moore. I think it was a Q magazine compilation. I still have it somewhere. I don't know. But I didn't realize we're kind of considered a kind of a proggy rock band. But, yeah, there you go. I can kind of tell from that track that it's very 80s sound. He's got the drums. He's got the Lynn drums going, electronic drums, and then the synthesizer sound and guitar and whatnot. You can guarantee they were using some kind of Roland jazz chorus or something. Yeah, and then before that, a brand new track from my band, from me. I do all the studio work for the band, and so the band is just a live, a projection of me, kind of. Anyway, it's a new track. It's called Anywhere You Want It, and it's kind of I'm trying to capture the Northern Soul vibe, which is kind of more of an up-tempo kind of thing. And, we've got Demsey and Billy in the chat on Twitch. So if you're out there in the world, come and join us on twitch.tv/Ian in Vancouver. And one of my friends last week was complaining that it was too much trouble to download Twitch. People are so lazy. All you have to do is just click on a button and download the bloody thing. One thing I did find out, I was getting a lot of spam, both on my phone and regular. I mean, the stuff on the computer, spam-wise, I can kind of take care of. But the stuff on my phone, I was getting so many calls trying to convince him. So I had one call last week that was it was fairly convincing. He was trying to convince me that my phone company, Mobility, would give me 50% off if I signed up again. Knowing full well that my contract is not even due yet. I think we've still got like 6 months left. So I went along with it and started giving them a bit of information, but not all of it. And I finally, at the end, I just said, okay, give me the 50%. Then I hung up. And then they called me back the day after. But in the meantime, I'd actually called TELUS, my Mobility cell phones provider, and they weren't doing anything with 50% off. So then I had proceeded to have a chat with the fellow who phoned me, and I asked him, did he know what karma was? The fact that they engage you in a conversation about karma tells me that obviously they're not, who they're supposed to be. And anyway, hopefully we'll between me and DJ Billy, who's going to put all those numbers to, give them to the guys who like to spam the spammers, shall we say. So hopefully that'll work out. Because there's nothing better than spamming spammers. And there's lots of YouTube channels, people doing that and scamming them and whatnot. Not scamming them, but finding out their real names and whatnot. Anyway, I'm a big fan of that. So let's continue. Yeah, just in case you've never listened to the show before, you are listening to DJ Ian. I'm based in East Vancouver. We do this show every week. And we go on live. We go 12 till 2 Pacific on Fridays. And then we are rebroadcasting on local radio station CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. So if you're listening on CJSF, I'm not live, but hello anyway. And I think we go again on Thursday morning, 7 till 9 or something like that on CGSF2. But that's too early for me. Well, it would have been. I wasn't yesterday because I was up at 5 o'clock yesterday. And that was a long day. All right, next up, we were talking about Genesis and Virgin. And when Genesis were good, they put out an album called Trick of the Tail. And that was in 1976. And here's a live version of one of the tracks from it. This is Genesis and Ripples.
Bluebells coming in precise. Some are wise and some otherwise. They got pretty blue eyes. For now, a man may change. For now, her face looks straight. It looks straight.
Thank you. guys, classic Genesis.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. A little bit of good old Genesis from, what, 1976? I think that was the one that was recorded at the Lyceum in London. And, one of those... got food in my mouth. Bit of porridge. Ripples, originally taken from Trigger the Tail. My copy of Trigger the Tail that I still have, I actually bought in Clearwater, BC, when I was over on holiday in 1979. We were here for 4 weeks, and Clearwater is just a very small town, but it had a record store built into the local supermarket, and they had some pretty good tunes in there. And unfortunately, I didn't have a very good record player to play it on, but I did, and I brought them all home. Most of them I actually brought back to Canada when we moved here in 1981, so, and that was included. What else did I buy? John McLaughlin, Electric Dreams, Electric Guitarist, that was it, that was one. I can't remember the others, but back in the day, Ripples, and that's a really good version of it too. Not a lot of messing about, chopping it up into bits and make it into a medley of some kind, which they did with a lot of their songs. And Steve Hackett's still playing on that one too, which makes all the difference. Now, I'm not saying Daryl wasn't a great guitar player. He is a nice, awesome guitar player. He's a bit generic for my ears, if you've listened to Daryl playing on John Luke Ponty albums, he's really, really good. That's where he really shines and really kind of makes a difference. And of course, we've been playing Steve Hackett. Steve Hackett has got a new album out, and we've been playing it for the last couple of weeks. In fact, last week he responded to one of my messages on Twitter. And I told him it was playing his new album, and I loved it. And he was happy with that. So that's good. So let's play some new music while we're talking about it. We've got a friend on House of Prog. His name is Olav, who's just uploaded a whole bunch of jazz stuff, which he doesn't say what they are or what kind of music they are. So I downloaded a bunch, and they weren't right for the show, except for this one. It's a band called Drungi, and they have this album, new album out, brand new in 2024. It's called Hammerfear Huggins. So I'm going to look into them and see. I don't know anything about them. So they have this track called Aida. Yeah, so we're going to play that. I'm all about playing new music because there's always tons of music out there in the world that needs to be heard. So let's play that, and then we're going to play a bit of Triumvirate, and then some Godly and Cream, and then we've got some Gandalf's Fist from 2011 coming up in a bit. We're going to play some tracks from them, and then some Catalyst, and some Uriah Heep, Nat Sylvian, Jaco Pastorius. We might fit some Jaco in by the end of the show. So, stay tuned. And don't forget, you can always tune into the House of Prog at any old time. And if you're out there in the world, we do this every Friday and then rebroadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesday night at 10. Anyway, this is a band called Drungi. I will look into who they are and what they're about. And then we can kind of have a chat about that in a bit. But this is pretty interesting stuff. I did have a listen to it last night.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.